Okay, now we discuss a second example of an algorithm. And so we work out an algorithm for a fluid system in the isobaric isothermal ensemble. So we want to present a Metropolis algorithm for a system in this ensemble. So let's remember the partition function. So the partition function in the isobaric ensemble is a function of the number of particles, of the temperature, and of the pressure, while the volume is a fluctuating variable, and the partition function is obtained by integrating the canonical partition function with respect to V with a weight which is the exponential of minus beta PV. So this is the partition function. We must remember the V dependence. The V dependence in the isobaric ensemble appears in the exponential e to minus beta PV, but it also appears indirectly in the fact that the coordinates should be integrated in the box of volume V. So in order to perform the simulation, we want to rewrite the partition function in such a way that the V dependence is explicit. We don't want to have a dependence on V on the boundary of the integrals, on the integration domain. So we repeat here the same trick that we used in the derivation of the virial formula. So we assume that the box is cubic. So the box has a volume V equal to L cube, is a box of size L times L times L, and we change variables. So we replace the positions R with S times L. The new variables S now are integrated from 0 to 1, so they are fixed, so they belong to a fixed box of size 1, and the whole dependence is now explicit. We get a factor inside the integral L to the power 2 plus 3n, which is related to the change of variables. So now the L dependence is explicit. We have one prefactor L to the power 2 plus 3n. There is a dependence in the exponential of e to minus beta p times the volume. And then there is an L dependence in the potential energy. So now in our system, the variables are the S, the variable S, which give you the position of the particles, and also the size of the box, so the variable L. So we should update both of them. So we must perform updates of S's, and this is done exactly as in the canonical ensemble. The only change is that we replace R with S in all the definitions of the algorithm we discussed for the canonical ensemble. So the idea is that we either sequentially update the particles. Once we have chosen one particle, we propose a small movement in a cube of size delta, and then we do the acceptance as before. So the update of the S variables of the positions is done exactly as we have done it in the canonical ensemble. So what we have to discuss now is the update of the size of the box. So we must update the variable L. So again, we use the Metropolis algorithm, and there are two steps. One is the proposal, and the other is the acceptance. So the idea is X now is the old box size, so X is equal to L, and we must propose a new box size, and we write it as L plus delta L random numbers minus 0.5, and this is Ln, the new size of the box. The idea here is again to move L slightly, and so we add a random number which varies between minus delta L over 2 and plus delta L over 2. Again, delta L is a parameter, exactly as we delta in the canonical ensemble algorithm, and is fixed with the usual condition. We very delta-L, we make short simulations, and in each simulation we compute the acceptance, and we fix delta-L so that the acceptance is of the order of 30%, 50%. Again, you may immediately realize that the proposal is symmetric for the same reason as the proposal in the canonical ensemble was symmetric. So the acceptance is nothing but the minimum of 1, the ratio between pi y and pi x. Now pi is the quantity which is inside the partition function, so it contains all the factors. And so as you can see here, we get the minimum of 1 and a complicated function which contains the ratio of ln divided by L to the power 2 plus 3n, the exponential of e to minus bp, the difference in volume, and then again e to minus beta, the difference in the energies. So note here that the quantity which appears in the acceptance is not only related to the energy difference, there are two other factors that should be kept into account. So the acceptance, of course, is done, as we already discussed, in the first lessons where we introduced the Metropolis algorithm. You compute R. R now is the factor which is in the min 1 R. So you compute R. If R is larger than 1, you accept the move. And if R instead is smaller than 1, you accept the move with probability R. So the important point here is that in the acceptance, you should note that it's not only related on the energy difference. Of course, the energy difference plays a role, but then there are other two factors, which is the ratio of the two sizes to the power 2 plus 3n, and also an exponential factor, which is related to the difference, to the volume difference multiplied by beta p. And in this way, you have obtained your algorithm, and then, of course, the full algorithm is obtained by mixing changes of position and changes of volume. So typically one makes a few iterations in which one changes the positions of the particle, then one performs a change of volume, and then again some iterations in which one changes the positions of the particle, some volume change, and so on. So one mixes the two procedures, typically in a sequential way. So one decides, I will make two updates of the whole particles, for instance, and then one volume change, two updates of the whole particles, of all of the particles, and then one volume change, one volume update. Or in principle, you can also try a random update, so you can decide that with probability, for instance, 30%, you make a volume change, and with probability 70%, you make a change of all the particles of the system, and so on. So in principle, you can optimize by looking at the errors, the frequency of volume updates with respect to position updates.